I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Present.
Mrs. Zinnekus?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley? Mr. Coburn?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We want to get a public communication. First, we have Cindy Knapp.
I thought I had a couple more minutes here to get myself together. I hope it's okay if I move that up out of the way. When I began serving the Madison Plains District in the fall of 1990, and I first should say, I'm not here on behalf of anybody but myself. There were more than 1,400 students in six buildings, and they were miles apart. I was hired to work 3 days a week, so that meant I spent one half day per week in each building. When I was not there, the secretaries took care of the immediate health needs for the students, calling me for advice as needed. It was a much simpler time. I typically saw several students per day at my post, usually at a table in the staff workroom close to the office. While there were more students than there are today, their medical needs are not as numerous as they are today. I was responsible for maintaining all of the student immunization records, doing vision and hearing screenings, scoliosis screenings, blood pressure screenings, and all the documentation and referral paperwork work that was required. Multiple health classes taught to the students, a little staff training, and the immunization of flu and hepatitis vaccine for the staff. There were many other things, but I didn't want to take the time to tell you all those things. My attention to the walk-in student traffic to my clinic occurred throughout the 3.5 hour school visits that I had. Through the years, some duties were added and my caseload fluctuated downward through the years, but the student traffic increased. When the elementaries were closed and blended into the current situation, I saw this as a positive change. All the students were basically in two buildings very close together. That meant I could spend 3 half days in each of the locations, and I actually had a clinic in each one with a working telephone and computer, something that I had not had for most of my career here. I always felt that my contributions as a nurse were respected and very important to the district, the students, and the staff. I left that position after 25 years of service in Madison Plains. I've been very blessed to have been assigned the current nurse, who is Tanya Coburn. Madison Plains saw the merit to contracting for more nurse hours from the health department, and Tanya currently is on duty all day, each school day. All of the duties that I was responsible for still exist today, but there are others added. What started changing in my last few years, and what continues on today, is that the clinic traffic has increased tremendously. I requested, before I left the last couple years, I requested and was granted the assistance of a part-time health aide for the intermediate elementary clinic to cover morning duty when I was at the high school junior high building. Most days, 30 to 50 students came through the clinic here at the elementary intermediate building. The individual who was hired by the district specifically for clinic duty was a much needed addition. This school year, there's no clinic aide. The secretaries in all of the buildings tend to walk in students as they are needed in the absence of the nurse, when she's busy in the whichever building she's not in. I understand that the clinic visits at the elementary intermediate clinic to continue to be a staggering number each day. It is an overwhelming task to meet all of these needs while also doing the other mandated health screenings and maintaining the immunization and other student health records, along with all of the other various duties required of the nurse. I know that your current nurse strives valiantly to accomplish all of the necessary duties, and I think she does an admirable job, but it's too much for one person. The nurse is the only person, besides the superintendent, who is responsible for and has contact with each and every student. Principals and the staff members are only responsible for those kids on their caseload. The special ed department's only responsible for the people on their caseload, but the superintendent's responsible for every child, and the nurse is responsible for every child. I come to you tonight, not as the retired nurse, But as a grandmother, my granddaughter is in Mrs. Smith's kindergarten class. She loves school, and I love that she's following her parents and her uncle as a student here in Madison Plains, where I know she's already receiving a great education. My concern is for her and for all the other students that may at some time need emergency care while at school. I worry that it may be difficult, if not possible, for she and the other students to get the care they need when they need it. I fear in the overburdened life of the nurse, an unintentional mistake could happen. I implore you as the Board of Education and the administration to find a way to seek and to hire an individual to help specifically in the elementary intermediate clinic before a catastrophe happens. That person should be someone who wants to do clinic work and who enjoys working with children. I better than most understand catastrophe. Excuse me. I personally experienced the recent and tragic loss of a grandchild. I would never want any other family to suffer a similar situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Mike Siders.
Good evening, Board. It is my honor and pleasure to, as the 7 through 12 physical education and weight training sport fitness teacher here at Madison Plains for the past 12 years, that I'm going to have the honor to represent us, our high school and middle school, at the State Physical Education Convention November 29th as a presenter for my weight training and sport fitness class that I've created over the last 10 out of the 12 years at Madison Plains. I have put together a portfolio in years past. I recently have updated this portfolio. This is for the board to keep on file in case there's any questions from any type of parents or any kind of move-ins or whatnot, or what we're at, something that we're having to offer. It's an honor and a pleasure to be able to do this. I'm super excited. I always wanted to present at State. I was going to do it a couple years ago. It wasn't the time. And now I believe it is the time. And I'm locked in as a presenter at the Physical Education State Convention. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to be able to do this and represent our students and our school. On that additional note, I want to add on that, as the powerlifting coach, we are going to host our first Iron Eagle Classic, Madison Plains High School, on December 8th. Lift time will be at 9:30, and I have parents that are excited about it, students are excited about it, and some of the community members are actually talking about it, so I think it's a good thing going on at our high school right now. Again, it's one of the things I've been wanting to do, been dreaming of, and now it's time. Now it's time. And the time has come. Thank you for this minute that you allow me to speak, and I appreciate everyone here.
Thank you. We appreciate all your hard work. This is only two people that signed up. Would anybody else like to speak in the public communication portion? Now we'll move to Section C, Board Work Session.
Mr. President, we have with us this evening members of, forgive me, my microphone just went off. Help me with that, that'd be great. Mr. President, we have with us this evening members from the Dr. Martha Guy Memorial Cruising Committee. I believe they have a very brief presentation for us.
Could you please please take one for Kelly?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We are here tonight to honor the memory of Martha Guy, M.D. Martha grew up in London. After she completed college, Martha returned to the London community as a pediatrician. She touched many lives through her practice and service to the community. The well-being of children was very important to her. For the past 3 years, we have held a cruise in at the Bogenreich Family Farm on the last Sunday of July. The proceeds of this day goes to scholarships for students at both London High School and Madison Plains High School. This would not be possible without the dedication and hard work of the Martha Guy Committee, composed of Marcy Bogenreich, Connie Dwyer, Bonnie Hamilton, Melissa Caney, Christina Finney, and Kelly Snyder, and myself. We are also fortunate to have the community support through sponsorships. Martha gave so much to our community through her service to others, and these scholarships are a symbol of her continuous support for the youth in our community. We are proud to present Madison Plains Scholastic Boosters a check for $4,000 to be used as scholarships for Madison Plains students. Marshall is here to represent the Guy family. Yes.
I was going to take a picture.
Okay. Okay.
On behalf of the school district, I would like to say thank you to the members of the Dr. Martha Guy Memorial Cruising Committee for all of their hard work. It is a wonderful event and it's a wonderful cause. And on behalf of the school district, we are grateful for the scholarship money. Thank you so much for thinking of us. We appreciate it.
Session. I just wanted to publicly point out that Kelly Cooley is not able to attend tonight. Her father-in-law is having some very serious health issues, so that's why she's not here. Anything else, Chad, before the work session?
No.
So now we'll move to Section D, approval of board minutes.
All right. Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the October 16, 2018 meeting be approved as written.
Second. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Next, we'll move to Section D, student recognition.
The first group that we have to join us this evening and be recognized are some students from our elementary and intermediate school, and they are going to be recognized by Mr. Miller and Mr. Lallivan.
We have our sixth grade senior patrol that are here. Come on up, please.
He is ready.
Thank you.
Good evening. We have six sixth grade students who are on our safety patrol team this 9 weeks. We did call all of them. We only had two show up tonight. So the two that we have tonight is Braden Evans, and we also have Daphne Perez Cortez with us this evening. Also part of our safety patrol team is McKenna Mitchell, Holly Shearing, Madison Dixon, and Tegan Iyer. So, board, this is our sixth grade, second 9 week safety patrol team. So,
thank you for your service.
Have a good Thanksgiving and go Bucks.
I think for the purposes of maneuverability and flow, I think the next group that we will have go are our athletic conference champions. So Mr. Mason, would you be able to introduce those folks who are with us this evening?
I can, yeah. Like Mr. Miller said, good evening. I have the pleasure tonight to introduce you to two of our teams. We had a great fall. We had a lot of individual recognition. But we also had two teams that went on to win their leagues. And the first one we'll start with tonight is our junior high volleyball team. So ladies, if you want to stand up, and their coach is here, Miss Anna Ernst. I'll have her introduce these ladies here to you real quick. But before that, just so you know a little bit about their season. They went 13-3, 9-1 in their division, which is the OHC South. And then they were regular season league champions in the OHC South. And then they went on and won the league tournament as well. So they were not only regular season, but also tournament champions. They were regular season champions of the OHC South last year as well as in seventh grade. So these ladies have worked extremely hard and won the league two straight years, and we're looking forward to next year. So, Coach, if you want to introduce the three ladies you have.
Just on a side note, for the past 2 years, I think we said we won, what was it, 26 and 5?
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, so in the past 2 years. This is Kirsten Eads, Bailey Ernst, Molly Barber, but the girls not here, I want to recognize them. That is Riley White, Gabby Litchfield, Alexandra McClary, McKaylee Mullins, and Haley Hill.
Very good.
The next group, and I'm, thrilled with this turnout night. So if we have the 8th grade football team and coaches, come on up here. Cheerleaders too, I'm sorry. Okay, just a real quick side note about these young men and women. They went 5-1-1. It was their regular season record this year. They were 5-0 in the OHC South, so they were undefeated in the South Division to win the league title. It was a very exciting year. This group I have very high expectations for, and again, we're very proud they're here tonight. Just real quick, so we can go down, we're going to start right here with Mr. Stoughton, and we'll go down the line. Just go ahead and introduce yourself, guys, and then the ladies on the end.
Ben Stoughton, Blaine Lyons,
Cameron Dunham,
Alex Earl, Blaine Williams, Michael
Bearden, Sam Hawkins,
Dorian Williams,
Kaylee,
Cheyenne Bullock,
Emily Revolt,
Amy Travis.
Yeah, now I'll turn it over here to Coach Siders, let him tell you a little bit about their year.
It was an honor to be able to step back into the football field, knowing that I'm coming to a group that I don't know anything about other than these kids just want to play football. And as time went on, little did I know that I was going to get to coach with Mr. Brian Stoughton as well. It was kind of like a dream come true again, and it was all about timing. And these young men, and we have a few missing tonight, but they really have worked on changing their mindset, all right, about what football is going to be about now and what football is going to be about in the future here at Madison Plains. I'm really, really proud of these guys, and it's an honor to be able to step back on the field along with Brian Stoughton at Madison Plains High School Football.
Yes.
certainly, once again, congratulations to both groups of athletes. We are very proud of your accomplishments. Well done. Finally, the last folks that I would like to call up for student recognition are my high school administrators, Ms. Tice and Ms. Berger, and they will introduce some students from the high school.
We want to introduce some students for student achievement first. Thank you. The first one is Clay Greer, who was not able to be here this evening. Clay was our Rotary Student of the Month for October. But the other one that is here this evening is Mr. Ryan Goodman. Ryan is a student at Tolles, but he's also one of our Madison Plains guys. He's a member of our band. But one of the biggest reasons we want to recognize Ryan is he received his Business Professionals of America, that organization. He has become the treasurer of that organization this year. Yes. So as Madison Plains administrators, he may be at Tolles, but he's still one of ours, and we are very proud of him. He's in the business program at Tolles and doing quite well. So good. Ryan Goodman.
Congratulate Colleen Bennett. It started with our BPA program here. He was very involved from the get-go. And for those of you who don't know, BPA is one of our CTSO organizations under the same umbrella as more commonly our FFA chapter and FCCLA chapter. So to have a state officer at one of those organizations is one impressive, and they make us proud.
Yeah, very good.
Yes, and at that point, we are done with student recognition, and so if it is all right with the board, we can transition to department reports. And we have the our administrators from Madison Plains Junior Senior High School once again updating us on all the good things happening at the Junior Senior High School.
And again, thank you. You're probably going to want to look at the screen. We've got a whole lot of things just to kind of show you what's been going on. It's been a busy fall. As I said, it's been a busy fall with all the sporting events. Our students athletes represented themselves quite well. Just the athletic field. It's also been outside of our walls in opportunities to learn with things such as manufacturing days, the genetics symposium, the green hand camp, the national FFA convention, our Business Professionals of America's leadership conference, the Equale Kenwood French Club. Our French club went to the French immersion school. You'll see some of those photos from that. But this is not to take away from what goes on every day in our classrooms. Sometimes our classrooms make it outside as well. We have celebrated a lot of accomplishments. Mrs. Hostetler received membership to the American School Board Directors Association. Our alumni returning as Marines. Staff presentations at different events. Our Rotary students, Rachel Guyette, Clay Greer, and coming up in November will be Sierra Lepaski. Our BPA and our FFA has been recognized at multiple events. We competed cheerleading this year for the first time in a long time. Our OHC champions, our band honors. We've had senior recognition, our homecoming court, not to mention just wonderful little posigrams that our teachers have sent out this year. We've worked through our needs. Data days have been worthwhile and informational. We practice bus evacuation drills, our OES survey with Madison Health, teaching executive functioning skills in our civics and our study halls to make learning even better. And that often means our teachers continue to learn too. Parent-teacher conferences have been a huge success. We had our college and career fair with great turnout from our students and from various colleges. Our jazz band and our choir performed even when we had to kind of adjust a little bit because of a snow day. And we were finally able to get in our NHS induction ceremony. All this while building relationships and knowing how to smile and have fun. I apologize that my music's overlapping. I don't know why it's doing that. Some upcoming events that you'll want to take note of. December 4th, our sophomores will be visiting Kohl's and have an opportunity to check out some of those programs. December 8th, as we said, our powerlifting. And then our NP Strong Day will be December 14th, and December 17th through the 19th will be our semester exams. So as you can see, it's been a busy fall, and we have a lot of things to look forward to in the future. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Spice. I actually recommend, if you haven't already done it, put that on the Facebook page. I think that's good for our community to see all the things that we're doing and why the whole reason we're here and what we're trying to accomplish.
We'll fix the music first.
Yeah. So we're going to go to section G, which is board committee reports.
Finance committee meeting. Committee met last week with a representative from the state auditor's office. We had a quick overview of how the audit process is going to work, a little bit of intro about the audit team, and I think it was very informative for us. I think the four of us left there with a better understanding of what they're looking for when they come in here, the process and how it operates, and also the willingness to come back and to educate us on what they found and walk us through that process post-audit. So I think that's something that we're going to schedule. Correct, Todd, is a post-audit conference once it's done.
Yes.
And so I think that it's a good thing, since this is the first time in 10 years that we've had the audit done by the state auditor's office.
Correct.
And so I think we're going to learn a lot through the process. So that's all we covered at the meeting. It was enough, though.
Building and Grounds Committee.
And actually, Mr. President, we did not have a report. This committee, we canceled our meeting the other night, so we will have an update next month.
Thank you. And I should have mentioned in board work session, but a number of the board members were able to attend the OSBA yearly conference last week. And I know both of you were able to attend as well. I think it's very useful, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to go there. I think there's a lot of helpful things that we get there. So next we'll move to Section H, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. My report is fairly brief. I'd just like to point out that we're 1% below our expenditures. It's the same time of year last year. And last year, we were 1% below at that time. So we've been decreasing expenditures steadily over the last 3 years. 2% decrease in 2017, 1% in 2018, and now 1% in 2019. So we're continuing to try and stretch until the income tax revenue starts to flow in. And that keeps our eye on our battling effect, of course, which our low point is upcoming in December. Right now, we look to have about a $190,000 shortfall, but that is projected, so that's nothing guaranteed yet. And the strategies that we have in place to ensure that that won't be a problem is to make sure that we have constant contact with county auditor, requesting advances as they become available in the months of December and January. Also, we have the ability through our relationship with our bank, with Huntington, in order to, if we so choose or so need, that they would offer us a 0% interest short-term line of credit in order to get us through any need that we have at a low point right now. But this should be the last time we see a see the balances this low in the next 5 years. As the income tax revenue starts to flow in, we should be in a much better financial position come November, December, January, this time next year. But that concludes my report.
I think you kind of run through it pretty quick, but the 1% expenditure decrease, that's very appreciated. And I know that's on the backs of our building principals and our teachers and staff, but everybody pitches in to do that. And I know, at least me on this board, I'm very appreciative of the teamwork that goes into that and the dedication to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money. So I appreciate it.
I should point one more thing out. We did conclude the sale of our obsolete electronics equipment that the board approved to be put on GovDeals, and brought in $6,225 for the district. So that was a nice little surprise for those items. Most items have been paid for and picked up. We're only waiting on a couple items to be picked up.
Thank you.
Head for the motion. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial item H3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
I'll move to Section I, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few items of note here by way of discussion items. First of which is, this past Saturday evening, we successfully held our first Green and Gold Gala, which we hope will be an annual event. Mr. Mason was largely responsible for putting that together. The proceeds from which go to benefit our student athletes directly. And through the generous donors that helped us, and then through those who were in attendance and purchased tickets for the dinner, and then supported through the auctions that were going on, the Green and Gold Gala raised $17,810, which is absolutely wonderful. That is a tremendous total, especially for a first year. So well done to all those who were responsible for that, and thank you to our sponsors as well. I also wanted to let everybody know that one of the things that I've been trying to do here as I am in my first year is get out and talk to people, and I have been doing that with staff. I've hosted a number of listening sessions, but I'm going to begin to go out and do that with the community as well. And so on December 6th, Thursday, December 6th, I'm going to Range Township, and I'm going to be at the Range Township Fire Hall. That will be at 7 p.m., and I will be meeting with anyone from Range Township who would like to meet at that point in time. I have a list of things I'm going to go through and talk to them about. And then right now, the other one that is scheduled is Fairfield Township, and that is on December 12th. That is a Wednesday, and that is at the Fairfield Township building. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm also in the process of scheduling some others as well. So once I have those on the calendar, I will work to communicate that also. It is also, on a different note, no secret that we have had some writing on some of our restroom walls, and I just would like to communicate that four of the five instances that we have had have now, through the diligent work of our building level administrators, through the use of the cameras and their detective work, we have solved four out of the five, and appropriate procedures have been followed thereafter when we've been able to figure out who is responsible. So I will leave it at that. I also want to let everybody know that we are going to have a special board meeting. It is a board retreat at 6 p.m. at the Proctor Center. That is coming up, and I believe that is on the 28th of this month. The Proctor Center has been generous and has given us the room that we are going to utilize for that meeting for free. And I am going to pay the bill for the meals. I would just like to, meetings tend to be better with food. And so I would like to be able to provide some food. So there is absolutely no cost to the district for this meeting. It is a special board meeting, but it is a regular board meeting in that, but it is a board retreat. And so we are going to get away a little bit. And really the overarching purpose of the meeting is to talk about our big picture vision for the district. And it's no secret that a large part of that conversation will revolve around facilities. And so we are going to be having some conversation around that. And so looking forward to that. But in terms of discussion items, that really is it. So if you would like, I'm happy to move on to policy and governance.
Yes, please.
So with regard to policy and governance, there is only one item there for your approval this evening. It is an overnight trip by our Civics English class to Philadelphia in New York City in March of 2019. And I believe this is an annual trip that is taken. So everything is pretty standard on that.
And this is at no cost to the district as well.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items J2.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Next, we move to Section K, personnel.
And there are a number of items there for you to see this evening. The first of which is item K2. There are some supplemental contracts there for your review. Again, standard procedure. These have all been approved through, as we've gone through the budget production process, these are ones that we decided that we would leave in place. So those are there. Their item K3 is to approve Patricia Baines to the Mount Sterling Public Library Board. That might seem like a little bit of an odd function, but that is a routine thing that boards of education in the state of Ohio are asked to do. So she is being nominated for that role. And then we have a substitute cook list that we are asking you to approve as well. That list was furnished for you in the attachments on the agenda. That is item K4. And then the last item on the consent agenda and personnel is item K5, and that is to approve a substitute custodian. We are in dire need of a substitute, so that item is there for your consideration as well.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items K2 through K5.
Second. Discussion. I do know Pat Bain. She's a good woman. The Maelstrom Library does a lot of good things. So I encourage you to take part in that. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yep.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. The next item is separated out, and in part because it is my recommendation, not the superintendent's. It is a recommendation to hire an administrative bookkeeper for our accounts payable position that we currently have a need for. The recommendation before you is for Mrs. Debbie Mitson. She comes to us from Washington Courthouse City Schools, where she's been an administrative bookkeeper in a public school environment for the last 10 years. So she will be doing the exact same job for us as she was doing there at a larger district. And she was the only person there doing that job. I was very fortunate. We conducted a pretty thorough interview process. We had over 13 applicants. I say over 13 because we had applications coming in even after the close date. We've narrowed that down to four that we would interview. We interviewed with a committee of four various positions within the district that would be interacting with that position. And after confirming information, it was the committee's suggestion or recommendation that Debbie Mitson was the best person for the job. So that is who is before you now. And she is able to start for us on her birthday on Monday, November 26th. So, very fortunate. Okay.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board award Debbie Mitson a one-year exempt contract as Administrative Bookkeeper 1 Accounts Payable, Step 16, to be paid in accordance with the Board-approved exempt wage and salary schedules beginning with the 2018-2019 school year.
Second. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
No.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-1.
All right, so now we'll move to Section L, business.
And there is an item there. I'm going to request that we table this. We have been approached by the company that hauls away our trash. We have been approached to update the current agreement that we have. I do believe that it would be beneficial for the district to do this. I am going to do a little bit more work on this myself, but I do intend to take action on it. I would request that if there are any board members who have concerns, that you would please reach out to me, and I would be happy to discuss it with you, okay? But I'm going to ask that we table this and not vote on it this evening.
Thank you. So next we'll move to Section M, donations.
There are none this evening.
Do we have anything under new business?
Mr. President,
yes.
I'd like to add for on the agenda for the board retreat that's going to take place on the 28th. Can we have a section of time allocated for debriefing from the convention? I know several of us attended different learning sessions there. That I know Kelly and I attended one in particular that we both, I don't want to speak for her since she's not here, but a conversation we feel that would be highly beneficial for the district. And I think it's a conversation that the five of us, you know, need to have along with Mr. Arias and Mr. Mustang. So we can allocate 10, 15 minutes for that. I appreciate it.
I think it's a great idea.
Absolutely.
You just want to do it when we get there, kind of let them go from there. Do you want to assign people to do particular topics or anything?
I think it'd be a casual conversation. I don't know. There's one in particular that really got, you know, me energized in particular. Heck, I had my wife get on the Amazon and order Urban Meyer's book, had it shipped to the house, and started reading it. And it's something, you know, by listening to the speaker, the presenter there, it was very passionate about creating a positive culture in a district, and the ways to do it, and and starting with us and going to the staff and students, parents, community members, and other stakeholders. And I think it's a serious conversation that we need to have. So
that'd be good.
That one in particular, you know, for me, but if there's anything else.
We'll just open the floor to all you guys, and I'll let Kelly know what we're doing.
Perfect. Thank you.
So we have executive session. I recommend that we enter into executive session at 7:45 for the purpose of one of the following items under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G to consider the appointment, Section 4, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees.
Second.
Yeah, sure. Number 1 as well. In Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
Second.
Roll call, please. Excuse me. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Cover?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Executive session.
Our next regularly scheduled meeting is November 20th. You also have November 28th as a special meeting. December 20th? Is that right?
December 18th.
December 18th, excuse me, is our next regularly scheduled meeting. Just a reminder, the meeting on the 28th is at the Proctor Farm, which is just down the road here on 38.
It's 6 o'clock.
That's at 6 o'clock. Next meeting will be at 7 p.m. No action will be taken after the executive session.